Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real.
G'day.
Hi, Bags.
Hey, how are we?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, mate, you know.
Why have you got your headphones on?
We're doing the show.
Yeah, but you don't need them yet. You're just sitting over there with, like, you know, in a movie.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
in a recording
about
booth right now.
About to hit a high note over there. Your finger in your ear because your wife broke your headphones, you know, and you still have not replaced them. We should have replaced them yesterday, Matthew.
What do you
how
mean?
Are you?
Why would you do that? Yeah, I'm great. Oh, you say, how are you?
Fuck, you are in trouble. No. He's in trouble, Matthew. Yeah. Let's just share. It's one of those ones where we've
let's talk about last night.
We've been out last night. Last night we
got shit-faced.
Had one of our nights.
On sparkles.
Yeah, we just had one of our nights. And of course, I've pulled up $1 million and old mate over there is having one of
dusty
his days.
As fuck.
Oh, where you're making a lot of noise. Every time you like that.
Yeah.
Every time you do anything, you go, oh.
Yeah, everything's hard. Yeah, it is. It's hard right now.
You pick up your water bottle, you go, oh. Like you're picking up something heavy.
I'm doing the Carl Stefanovic hand backwards.
You've got your backwards hand on your top of your thigh there. You're sitting over there like a bloke from Brizzy, just going, hey.
Yeah, I do get more blokey on a hangover.
Do you?
I don't know why. It must just be because you can sound lazy.
That's great.
And just, you know, less sharp, I guess.
Hangovers, are they masculine things?
Yeah.
What about the girl we were talking
actually,
to last night?
That's a really good point because blokes love talking about how great was last night, but how tough is today.
Jeez, oh, I'm rough.
Fuck,
geez, I'm rough today, my jeez.
Yeah. What is that about?
I don't know.
Do girls do that?
Well, as I said to you, my father never talked about having a hangover. His whole look was, nah, fine.
That's even tougher. That's
I'm
Toowoomba
hard,
tough.
Mate. Yeah, and I'm the same. We're Toowoomba tough. But you yourself, you're not Toowoomba tough at all.
No,
you're
Gold I'm
Coast,
Gold Coast.
Soft.
Yeah, soft as. Because we've been drinking bloody, you know, fire engines or whatever we've been doing in the nightclubs. And then struggling the next day.
What about that
after
girl we were
Melbourne's.
Hanging out with last night, Taylor? Great, great girl. But when she was talking about her hangovers, Matthew, I was just horrified. I was like, why would you ever touch a drink? She and Bagsy are comparing. They're going, oh, God, how about a hangovers? Oh, God, I know. What about this bit of them? What about that bit of them? And I'm just sitting there going, what? Why are you people even out of your houses?
Did you just run into a random group of people?
Yeah, you know me. I just joined parties.
Now, we walked into the bar and one of the ladies knew Michelle. But she couldn't work out where she knew her from at first.
No. But I'm welcome at every party, Matthew. Mm. You know? And I know that.
What do you say in that situation? If someone's like, how do I know you?
I always go, oh, you know, I'm around. I'm nice. Just always around. That's what I say.
That was a great answer.
Yeah.
See, I think if that happened to me, it's never happened to me, by the way, but I'd say, oh, I do this podcast.
Oh, no.
But I realise you can't say that because what a wanker you'd look like, right? Like
in my life.
You said, oh, I'm a radio
one
girl.
One time years ago, a lady said to me, Where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? One time in my life, I said to her, "Oh, I'm on television," and she goes, "No."
So you don't want to give that opportunity.
No, and I was like, "Oh,
because it's such a low moment."
And she really enjoyed it. She really,
of course,
enjoyed going. Yeah. No, yeah, no, nope, yeah. I do not know you from there.
Yeah.
So I've
you've got to keep it vague.
So I went back to, look.
I'm around. Yeah. I thought it was a great answer.
Because now, these days, my face is that awkward famous where people just go,
I know you.
Are you from Swan Hill? Because I grew up in Swan Hill. I'm just wondering, like, are you from Perth?
Yeah.
Like, people ask me that stuff all the time. Did you ever work at Bunnings in Mandurah?
You're like a big brother evictee from,
yes,
like 5 years ago.
Yes, where did I ever see you on stage?
Have I slept with you? Yeah. You know, you go into like Supre on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
This is what I look at him and go, I know you're from somewhere.
Right.
Have we hooked up or something?
Did we hook up when we
and
were
And then
17?
You'd walk out and realise, oh, it's Crystal from Big Brother.
Yeah.
That's why she's familiar. She's on my TV every night.
Right. So I get that a lot. So yeah, when this girl went, hey, do I know you? And I just went, but also I'm forgetful as well. So I thought, oh, no, maybe we've met. I meet a lot of people. I just went, oh, you know, I'm around.
But she was thirsty for Michelle, wasn't she?
She was. Who is it?
Gee whiz.
But Willie behind the bar, also a great kid, he was having the same moment with me. He was like, do you come here?
I'm sorry,
mate.
So you know the names of all these people that we were hanging out with last night?
Yeah.
Where am I?
You were there, mate.
So you know the bar guy's name is Willie.
Willie, great guy.
When did that conversation happen?
When I was buying drinks. Willie runs the impro there and he just finds it really rewarding. And he finds it really rewarding that it's it's an easy access venue for people with disabilities.
You're a real chatter, aren't you, when you're out and about?
If the mood's right, yeah. I've had a few drinks in. What Taylor was saying about her hangovers, I was like, she was saying to me, Matthew, she's like, well, same to both of us. She goes, oh, to Bags. Oh, you know, and when the light hurts, you know, when you just can't go outside because the sunlight just hurts. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't even remember this conversation at all.
Okay, well, let me fill you in. The conversation you had with Taylor, you were both just comparing notes about how horrible hangovers are. And because you both went, oh, and the pain. And I was like, what pain? What do you mean? And you were both talking about, oh, and when it hurts your head here and it hurts your eyes.
Yeah, this is starting to come back to me.
Coming back to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what, when I was just going, why?
You were thinking, get out of here. Yeah. Well, we're young, you know? She's young. She's 29. Whinging about hangovers, I'm thinking.
See, you do remember her.
Yeah.
You remember. You would have. You naturally. You were giving her visa advice.
Oh God! What am I doing? You've got to stop me. Please.
No, she seemed to be appreciating
it. I gave her
it.
Visa advice.
Yeah, because she's over here.
I'm not a lawyer.
She's over here from England. Remember, she
That's
wants to go
right.
back and see her mum.
Yeah.
Her partner doesn't want to go.
Far out.
She only saw her mum once during COVID.
That's right. The
we
poor
just
thing.
Really, we dug deep into Taylor's life.
Didn't
and you were
we?
Like, okay, this is the visa you need. Your mum can come over on a tourist visa. You were...
I was just spending your money like it was
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I
remember, you loved doing that, by
you
the way.
Yeah. You reined it in a bit because I've just gone... Just get out here for a couple of weeks on a tourist visa.
I was like,
and you've gone, look, that's a bit of a big flight and it's expensive. And I'm just like, oh, it'll be fine. She hasn't been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
We're just spending this lady's money. We haven't met her.
He's organising which visa she needs. And you know, once you got this one, then you get that one. I was like, Jesus, Taylor just wants... Taylor's tired. She's got work tomorrow. You know, she's probably got a proper job.
But how's your mate?
I mean...
Do we want to talk about her?
No, I don't think so. Look, people crack on to me oftentimes when I go out.
But I didn't know about any of this until the end.
Well.
When you said to me, gee whiz, she was keen.
Yeah.
So you bought her a drink.
Yeah.
And then she said to you, is that all you want?
Is that all you want to give me?
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, yep. Yep. Anyway.
That was a real Harvey Weinstein kind of conversation over there, wasn't it?
It did get a bit that way. And then she got handsy. I'm feeling objectified here. Anyway, and I'm out with me mate. I'm out with Simon, and he's not going to remember any of this tomorrow, so I best get him home and tuck him in.
Yeah, bloody hell.
I
not
don't
a,
get
not a good
as
time.
Discussed. Mm. My father forbade them, but you are doing all your hangover moves today. Have you had a spew?
No. You actually said to me, we had a bottle of wine in the room, and you said to me, this is not going to be good for you. And I went, oh, fuck it, who cares? You have the beer, I'll have the wine, we'll be fine. I drank the whole bottle of wine.
Now white wine.
White wine.
Oh, was this after the bar?
This is at 3 a.m. in the morning, mate, in the hotel room.
Oh, so you did
room.
Go. You went out. You went on. Yeah. You've gone hard.
Yeah, we did. Because the last thing we said to you was, no, we're going to have a quiet one.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew left.
Why didn't we listen to ourselves at that point?
I couldn't stop drinking.
You know, they had to actually.
I was just really enjoying myself.
And you know what?
I'm so tired, but I'm going to get some more drinks.
I'm having flashbacks now. The restaurant was closing around us.
Yeah, we had drinks with the staff.
With the staff.
Yeah, we had last drinks with the staff while the boss was putting in his orders for.
That's right.
Yeah, with his suppliers.
So we're those annoying people that they were just. They all wanted to go home and wrap their night up. What time did we leave those guys?
No, well, the waiters left. So we were just with the boss and the.
Far
and
out.
The chef.
So but you know how you're saying that you don't indulge in hangovers, but do you feel it still?
No.
And you just don't. You don't even feel it.
So you feel like it's a normal day to you.
You just wake up and you're just like, this is just a normal
day. No, don't, I still don't believe that. You can't.
Look at me.
You do. You're
fine. I spring out of bed, I have a shower, something to eat, right to go. Mm. Wow. When I was a youngster, you know, I was KFC always, the dirty bird, you know. But this morning.
Buffet breakfast.
Buffet breakfast. Yeah. And boy, she was dry.
Wasn't she?
Oh, lovey. Under those lights. Christ almighty. The bloke in front of me, I saw him go in for the scrambled eggs and he almost tapped the top of it with the spoon and he just backed off. He went, fucking hell. He was like, mate. Oh,
she was dry.
Oh, she was dry. And the bloody bacon. I mean, you could tie your pants up with it. How was the bacon?
I saw it on your plate. You didn't touch it.
And it's got to be rough for me not to. I'll eat anything and not complain. I'll be like, close enough. Yeah. But I had baked beans and I don't do toast in it.
So you paid for a buffet breakfast and had baked beans.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're right.
And you should have just got a la carte.
You should have just got a la carte.
But why would you go buffet breakfast?
Oh, right, Auntie Pat. Sorry, I didn't get a la carte.
But why would you pay $46 for
buffet? Because it's fucking easier, all right? And I'd already signed the thing and walked in there before I saw. That you could tap the top of the fucking scrambled eggs in the bowl. And that was my biggest fear out of COVID. I heard a whisper that they were going to...
No, they did.
...cancel them forever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this can't be...
I mean, COVID put Sizzler out of work, didn't it?
I don't think it was COVID. Like, what are you on? I think Sizzler went out of work about 20 years ago.
No, they had a Sizzler on the Gold Coast, mate, still.
Yeah, but the Gold Coast isn't the world.
No, but you know what I mean. It was still hanging around.
They might as well put a dome over the Gold Coast, mate. It's like, it's its own.
How good was the dessert bar at Sizzler, though?
Amazing.
You've got a Sizzler down here somewhere?
Do we?
I think you do, or maybe. Can we just quickly Google that?
Where's God, we're great. Sizzler, I saw a post online not long ago about Sizzler. Someone, you know, put just the classic photo of a Sizzler. And it took me back. Sizzler was the first place I was ever allowed to go out for dinner with friends.
Yeah.
You know, with no parents.
With the bread? How was the bread?
Oh, the bread. Amazing. I think I was like 14 or 15. Mm. Me and my girlfriends from school went out for dinner, you know, $7.95 all you could eat. And just thinking we're hot shit. Just all of us out for dinner. And then our mum's in the car park in their dressing gowns at 11 o'clock when it's shut, waiting for us to take us home. You know?
How good.
Magic.
Is Sizzler Australian?
No. The Sizzler. Right. Remember Americans call it the Sizzler, going to the Sizzler.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's an American company.
I believe so.
Right.
There's none in Melbourne, but there's a Facebook campaign. There's a group, Bring Back Sizzler to Melbourne.
That'll work.
So when did that start? Because I'm pretty sure Sizzler was here when I was
another,
here.
There's a broadsheet article here in October 2020.
There we go.
After COVID. 35 years, all 9 Sizzler restaurants in Australia.
9?
Oh.
What a shitty franchise. 9. I thought Sizzler was so much bigger than that.
It was huge in Toowoomba. When it opened, literally lines around the block, and I'm not joking. Remember you'd be standing there in the line looking at people eating, just going, fucking hurry up, mate. Potato skins? Do you need more potato skins? Are you serious?
They had the window with the line of people. So it's like you're looking in.
Right? You're watching these people
like
going
torturing
back.
Torturing them.
You go, as if you need more soup. Are you joking? Your kid wants going back for ice cream again. They didn't even finish the tiny ice cream bowls. Remember the tiny
But you'd have 5 of them?
Yeah, I don't think your kid didn't even finish the last one.
But you want to try everything.
Come on, it's free.
And you want to get your money's worth, right?
Totally. $7.95.
You want to eat for 5 weeks.
And also you eat the bread first, so you're not hungry after that.
It's a hack, right? You've got to have the bread last.
Yeah, totally. But the bread is so amazing.
And you want it hot, though. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
They give it to you piping hot.
Oh, God. I stole so many of their knives. How good were their knives?
Yeah. Do you feel like that was a business decision?
The knives?
And in a boardroom to make sure that the bread comes out first.
For sure. They're like, do you know how much soup we're going to save if we just fill them up with this gorgeous, gorgeous bread.
Yeah.
Make the bread unbelievable.
Yeah.
The best bread anyone's ever, the best thing anyone's ever eaten.
It's the one thing that everyone says about Sizzler. You say Sizzler, they go, the bread. And the sneeze.
The sneeze guard.
The sneeze guard.
Yeah.
Which wasn't there all the time. It was brought in at like the 90s.
And also, my nan came in well below the sneeze guard anyway.
Yeah.
She's short.
Sneezing all over the joint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of old ladies were short. Mm. And they just, they're just all over it. I saw a video not long ago of a person at a similar establishment ladling soup into his mouth directly from the soup.
Beautiful.
Isn't that?
I love
an
that.
Old man who just walked right up to it and just, with the lady,
gave it a go.
Poured it right into his face. This is the thing about the all-you-can-eats that you don't understand as a teenager, how disgusting they potentially are.
Could be.
It's a real honour system.
It's a real trough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a farm trough.
It's a, and I feel as though I've become so much more germ aware. I'm not going to say phobic, but since COVID, like prior to COVID, I was like, oh, don't give a fuck. I'm a germ loader. I think there's germs everywhere. I'm not going to give it any energy thinking about it, you know? And now I'm like, oh, there's too many people in the lift. You go. I'll take the stairs or I'll get the next lift. Too many people around me. But prior to that, I didn't care. And now I look at an all you can eat and I'm a bit like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I don't like the look of that bloke. They've let their kids touch it.
Yeah.
Don't let your kids come up to it. I don't want their fingers in stuff.
I don't know though. I love a good buffet still.
I love them, but when this is what I'm saying, it's an honor system.
But yeah.
Any buffet, it's you're trusting
it's a germ
everyone to not be fest. Feral.
Should we? I mean, yeah, okay, we've got to think about the germs, but should we do a we've said the nightclub tour is something that's coming up for Can We Be Real?
Yeah.
Which has got a real unique tour. Toowoomba, the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Off to Bangkok.
The itinerary, that's right. Toowoomba, Gold Coast, Kuala Lumpur.
But should we also throw in a buffet tour?
For sure.
And find the best buffets.
In all of those locales?
Well, we could.
Yeah.
Or there could be, people could suggest in the closed Facebook group, where is the best buffet in Australia?
If you've got an amazing, Smorgies. Remember Smorgies in Melbourne? They were next level.
Yeah.
I'd never seen anything like that in my life. They were like Sizzler times six. Because they had
six.
Because it is random. But it makes sense to me because they were like Sizzlers of the world under one roof. It was like you go in there and they go, here's the Asian section. Here's the
Mexican
section.
Yeah,
here's the carvery.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the, pizza.
Yeah.
Here's the Italian section.
Yeah.
And in the middle, here's a fountain for the kids to look at when they're giving you the shits.
Yeah, great.
Go and look at the fountain.
Yeah.
It spurts every 15 minutes. Yeah. Here, it's about to go.
Smorgies.
Mind blowing.
Still exists.
I believe they're all closed now. Matthew, if you will.
Yeah.
They're all closed.
And is there a Facebook group for those guys?
God damn.
No, there's plenty of articles on them though. There's a whole Vice breakdown on them.
I think there's a lot of passion for a buffet.
Oh, this is it.
Look at us. Look how long we've been speaking here about
Smorgies
a bloody buffet.
This was where you'd go for your birthdays because you can take Nan, you can take little kids. It's that family vibe.
You guys are a funny bunch down here. You've got your own things, haven't you?
We like it that way.
There's things that you guys have that you'll say things like that I've never heard of before in my life.
Yeah, Victorians, Melburnians, we like to be a little different.
Yeah.
We're like, we're Australian, but not
better.
That Australian.
You do, yeah. What is that about?
Don't know. It's just a place. And I moved here, so I actively went, I want to go to Melbourne where it's just
It's a bit European.
Different. Yeah.
It's very European down here, isn't it?
It's very European. Yeah. Very European.
But in Queensland, you are Australian, mate, aren't you?
Yeah, that's not going to fly. You tell me this. Tell me if I'm wrong. Louis and I the other day were driving over our Westgate Bridge and it was just happened to be a beautiful day and the wind happened to be flowing in such a way that the flags were perfectly horizontal.
Yep.
They were just...
like a full rectangle.
Just right out there. And as we came over from the west, from our home over, there was the Aboriginal flag straight out and the Australian flag behind it straight out. And I... honestly, my heart swelled. I just had this moment. The Aboriginal flag looked so beautiful.
Mm.
It was huge and it was just right, boom, right there. And the Australian flag behind it, boom.
Yep.
And I said to Louis, oh, look at that flag. It looks great. I just loved it. It's just the two of them. Bang. It's a beautiful day and they look great. And he was like, yeah, they do. They look great. And I said, I don't reckon you'd see that in Queensland. I said, I love Victoria so much.
Mm.
I love that. Would you see that in Queensland?
Well, I know the Sydney Harbour Bridge has exactly that.
Yeah.
Has both flags. what would you put it on? The Story Bridge? Like, what's the iconic thing in Brisbane that would have that?
I don't know, but I don't know.
I'm trying to think of where it would be. Well, what's the location? At River Fire? Like, would they be having
yeah,
it at River
I just,
Fire?
I mean, but no, but what I'm saying is that's a special event where I think you'd go.
You got to put it on.
Okay, we got to do the Welcome to Country and we've got to have the two flags.
Yeah.
But I'm saying just as a standard.
Yeah, they don't.
This
it's
is
a
our
great, great point there. I can't think of driving around Brisbane and seeing that.
No. The Giant Drop?
Well, that would be a great location.
The Giant Drop.
Oh, that's a
Dream World.
A Dream World. Okay. That would be a beautiful location for it. Yeah.
Just every time it drops.
Yeah.
It's
or
like,
on the.
It's like. Yeah. It's just flying behind it. On one side, the Aussie flag. On the other side, Aboriginal flag.
Yeah. Or you could have, like, you know, the Aussie flag on the Giant Drop and then maybe the Aboriginal flag on the Batman ride.
Oh, that's nice. That
Queensland
is nice. That's as respectful as I can think of in Queensland. That's like we want to acknowledge we are on the land of Batman. We want to pay respects. Yeah, I love that.
No, we love it up there.
I know, yeah, I get it. But I'm just saying, just as a standard every day, this is basic, guys. This is just basic bottom line. Like, my kid's primary school has two flagpoles.
Yeah.
One Australian flag, one Aboriginal flag. Yeah. That's just every day.
Now,
this isn't NAIDOC week,
guys. Here's the thing, though.
This isn't a special occasion.
You and I have not been up there for a long time.
That's what I'm asking.
So maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe we're wrong.
Yeah. No, but you were up there at Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm not on the lookout for flags. Like, I'm not on flag watch. Checking in to make sure everyone's following the protocol.
Well, Queensland listeners, get on flag watch for me. I'm just asking the question. I'm not asking for special occasions.
Yeah. You want a consistent landmark?
I'm just saying just a casual.
That's not the Batman ride.
Not a special one like that. But just a normal, everyday, here's our town hall, Australian flag, Aboriginal flag.
It should be the Story Bridge. It should be the Brisbane Story Bridge. Yeah. If that's what's famous in Brisbane.
Yeah, just your obvious spot.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, secrets and sparkles, guys.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, should we get into another bloody a ditty?
I'd hope so. I was hoping you were going to say that as the Kyle Sanderlands of the group and Amy Shark. Are you?
Yeah, Amy Shark, yep.
Amy's on board?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so where have I come from to sing for you guys today?
Oh, I'd like to
Darwin. Am I Jessica Mowboy?
I would love it if you came down from the far north, from Darwin. Beautiful Darwin.
Going to give you a bit of a demo here.
Oh, great.
Hopefully I get through.
Well, let's see.
It's time to share your deep, dark secrets with Michelle and Max.
Wow. This is very smooth for Darwin. Tell us your secrets. We'll laugh
and cry along with you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are getting shit-faced on sparkles. And you.
Oh, gosh.
We get a lot of secrets that involve poo.
What'd you say, Matthew?
Remember the girl.
Whoa, beg your pardon. I sure do. Would you say more Tony Bennett or when you're listening to this? What, you know, Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, it's Frank.
It's Frank?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Big time.
He's the Christmas guy, right? Isn't he like the guy that... Oh, is that Michael Bublé? Michael Bublé.
You might be thinking of the boob. Is Michael Bublé now mostly he's a Christmas, guy?
Yeah, he's a Christmas guy. He's a Christmas guy.
I mean, I think... Well, you remember I did tour with Michael Bublé.
That's right.
Many years ago as his opening act. When I think of him now, though, I think... Remember, it was only a couple of weeks ago, months ago, that he admitted during an interview that he was off his face on mushrooms. Michael Bublé.
Mm.
Interesting.
Is this during the time that you were around?
No. Much like this is recently. He did some kind of charity event. I can't remember what it was. I think he was playing ice hockey. I think because he loves ice hockey, right? Canadian.
Mm.
And then afterwards, so it was a celebrity event. And so he did that and he loved it. It was really, for him, like the ultimate thing. And then afterwards, when they were interviewing him, he was very excited. And then he finally went, I got to tell you, I did a lot of mushrooms before this. And he admitted he was off chops. Interesting guy.
When you're at that level of success, you've done everything.
Yeah.
Do you just look for filling your day up with mushrooms?
And ice hockey.
Yeah.
It's quite a combo.
Isn't it? Because it's such a violent sport as well. So what do mushrooms do? They chill you out?
No, it's a...
It's psychedelic, is it?
It's a psychedelic.
What are you seeing on the ice hockey pitch?
I don't know. And I think he said that he thought he was microdosing, and I've never microdosed, and I don't know a lot about it, but increasingly people say, I just take a little tiny bit of mushrooms and it evens me out. So I think that was the plan.
But he went hardcore.
He accidentally macrodosed, I think.
Yeah.
he seemed to have a great time, though. Fascinating
Michael
guy.
Bublé, there you go.
There you go.
Mm.
Okay, secrets. I think that was meant to be a secret when he did it, but he accidentally told everyone.
Yeah. Good call there, mate. Thanks for the segue. I was thinking, what are we talking
about?
I'm
very good.
That was brilliant.
I'm very talented.
Yeah, you've done this before, haven't you? Can you tell when your people that you're working with don't know where they're going?
Yeah.
You can sense that.
Yeah.
And give them a little bit of a tap around just to help them along the way.
Yes. Try and just kind of steer them back. But let's not be, dishonest about the fact that oftentimes I've completely forgotten where we are, where we're going. And I just sit here hoping one of you will gently steer me back. Yeah.
Just got it. Got it.
Just a little bit of a tap on the rump, like you do with a nice old cow, when they're in your way. Just give them a little tap on the rump.
I was outside the fence there.
Yeah. Here you go, girl.
This is our first secret.
I'm Michelle Bagsy. And Matthew.
Oh, there you go.
During COVID, I started to form really bad habits. Mm. I was working from home full time, and I started to get into the habit of just doing work for an hour or so, attending my meetings, but really in between, I wasn't really doing a whole lot. And those habits have kind of carried through, if I'm being honest. Yeah. I work in the office a couple of days a week and then home a couple of days a week. And when I'm home, I kind of just like don't do a lot. And I feel like I'm taking the piss.
You are.
I feel like I'm taking too many liberties. But my work's getting done and my boss is happy.
Great.
And I just figure, okay, well, all's fair.
Why rock the boat?
All's fair.
Why rock the boat? And I mean, all this is just reinforcing for me. We've discussed this before. It reinforces for me how much time we waste at work waiting for 5 o'clock. I mean, there's so much busy work. There's so much.
Totally.
Should we have a meeting? Let's have a meeting.
Yeah.
There's so many meetings that could be emails.
Yeah.
Because we're filling our time just because we have to, because we're not allowed to go home when our work's done. So, when I worked in breakfast radio, we were allowed to go home when our work was done because that was our job, right? Yeah. So we went hell for leather after 9 o'clock to get everything done. And we would be putting out messages going, if you want us for something, get round here.
Totally. By 9:30.
Yeah, you best have bloody been around here by 9:30 and told us what you want or asked us what you want or shown us what you want or said what you want.
Because we've got a full day of sleeping ahead of us.
Fucking out of here. I got a lot on. I want to sit down for a while and then I want to lay down for a while. I want to kiss my dog a bit.
Totally. Then watch Ready Steady Cook.
I want to watch Ready Steady Cook. I want to ask my dog if he's a good boy for a while.
Yeah. A lot on.
I got shit on. Get round here.
Have you seen, it must be hard for bosses to get people back into the office.
This is why. Because I think we all realised during COVID.
Fuck, who cares?
I don't need to work all day.
Next to people that you don't like.
I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And I can have a nap and still get my shit done.
But they are now giving people an extra week of holidays. an extra 7 days if they agree. This is some companies now, but as you know, as one starts, usually everyone follows this. They'll give you an extra 7 days if you agree to come back into the office.
Permanently. If you agree to work 5 days a week.
If you come back into the city and work 5 days a week, you'll get an extra 7 days of annual leave per year.
Not worth it.
Well,
it's so much more restful for me to work from home when I can have a nap anytime I want. I can kiss my
dog. 7 days. Nah. 7 days,
yeah,
not bad.
So many people work in those jobs where they monitor what you're doing. Like, you have to be online.
Keystrokes
and stuff.
Yeah.
That would annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't, like, so, and someone ringing you, hey, we noticed that you're logged off. And so, that would feel like worse clock watching than the boss going, geez, you went out of early yesterday, mate.
That would feel like jail.
That would feel like jail.
To me.
Online jail.
Yikes. I know. There's such a spread of employment, isn't there? Because sometimes you go to places and you walk through the door and there's like a golden retriever sitting on the floor and they go, oh, it's Thursday. It's bring your dog to work day. Hi. We all bring our dogs. Yeah. It's like, oh, and help yourself to snacks. Yeah, that's the thing we do here. Hey, hi. Oh, we're all going to play Frisbee. We just do that. We all play Frisbee at 11. We just need to shake it out.
I think Google and Facebook
really started
this whole, like, let's do a buffet breakfast for the staff.
Right. And I've been to offices where they actually really do live like that.
Yeah.
And then you go to other places where it's like,
they're trying to
Why did you log off? Yeah. Where they're trying to pretend they do that.
They put a bean bag, right? Yeah. In the.
It's a breakout area. Don't sit over there because get back to work. Don't break out. Yeah.
Or they put those cocoons, like sleeping cocoons in the places. Have you seen those?
No.
Where you can do, like, it's like a little cocoon, kind of like what you've got in the backyard of your place.
Yeah, right. Gorge.
And they just hang those
in
an office.
Are you allowed to sleep in them? Probably not.
Who the fuck is going to work and then just having a nap in a fucking cocoon?
Well, I would if I was allowed.
When there's people just working around you. What a weird thing to do.
I just go, shh, I'm sleeping. I just need time out to scroll. But I think that would be frowned upon, frankly.
Yeah. Well, you're snoring away while people are working. Yeah.
Or I'm just watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's a reunion. Shush. Just dropped. But it's just annoying that you can't go, I've done all me work, Kev. Like, I'm sorry if you haven't done all yours. Maybe you're slow. But no, you can't do that. You've got to sit at your desk going, yes, I'm just still... Even though you know you've done your work, you just got to pretend it's busy work. You just got to pretend you've got stuff to do.
Totally.
Should we have a meeting? Should we cut a muffin in half? Yeah, I suppose. So by the time you get in the meeting, then you've got to talk shit for 8 minutes or something about how was your weekend.
Yeah.
And then you've got to pick at the muffins. Someone's got to try and fire up their computer going, oh, this thing, oh, I can never get it. Yeah, I know. Get someone on Zoom. They're going, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me? What? No, I can't hear you. What? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Do that for another 7, 8, 10 minutes. So this whole bullshit takes up, what, 30 minutes?
Totally.
40 minutes? Yeah. Could have been an email.
Yeah.
But everyone's thinking, oh, well, that passed some time.
Mm.
Do you want a muffin?
How do you file it?
Oh, perfectly understandable. Just keep going and shush. Shut up about it.
Yeah, keep it quiet. Yeah. All right, this is our next secret.
Hi, guys. Love your work. Special hello to Maddie, just so you're feeling the love.
Oh, God.
I really enjoy picking my nose and eating it. And I know that's filthy, but you know what? I just do it. And sometimes I don't even realise I'm doing it. And I'm just curious. Are you guys picking nibbles or picking flickers?
Oh, okay, good question.
What is she doing in the background? Sounds like she's getting out Tupperware to store some.
Are you a nose picker?
Only if I feel like something could be visible. Like,
right.
Like that. I live in fear of that, but I don't think my nose is built that way. Right. I've never seen a bat in the cave or whatever people say. You know?
Yeah.
So if ever I think... Oh, is there something? And I quickly run to a mirror. There never is. I have never seen anything in there. So I don't think my nose is built that way, but that's my only concern.
I'm a nose picker. I'll go in for a boog and then, you know.
Yeah, you do that while we're chatting.
Do I really?
Yeah, yeah. You don't flick it while we're chatting.
But you'll see me pull
a... You have a little booger out. No, I've never seen you pull a booger out.
Right. Cause...
But you're an absent-minded one of these blokes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that annoying?
No. I mean, please don't do it at Sizzler at the, you know, at the...
Oh, mate, that's disgusting.
Potato skins, but
yeah, because my wife pulls me up on it all the time. She's always like, Matt, you're always picking your nose. Oh. But then we'll be driving along and then she'll go for one, and she'll pull it out and then look at it,
oh, wow.
Right? And then wind the window down and flick it out the window.
love her style.
Russian.
Russians, yeah. They're very earthy.
She'll judge my nose picking and then have a great go. And some of the bookers she's pulling out of her nose, mate. Huge.
That's a fascinating relationship, isn't it, Matthew?
What, that we're picking our noses?
I don't think in the 22 years I was married I ever saw my husband's booger.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, mate. Never.
We've seen everything, mate.
Yeah, but you said you he's a real... He's not into that kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a clean freak.
Yeah.
Kind of. He's
no,
like,
he just didn't... He didn't want to do any sort of like...
No, gross. No bodily gross yeah. stuff. And I think part of it too is about keeping the...
Sexiness.
For us, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was about keeping the sexiness alive. And yeah. like, yeah, keeping the idea that, no, my body is just a clean sex machine. It's not...
Yeah.
It doesn't do gross things.
Yeah.
I don't want you to ever look at me and see booger.
But that's a long time, 22 years, mate. To not... Because you, know, you guys haven't pooed in front of each other.
No. Oh, my God.
You're shocked by that.
I am stunned to the back teeth. Did you ever see...
So, this is actually quite strange. Yulia's mum, maybe it's our family thing, but Yulia's mum will FaceTime us on the toilet.
Us? Mm-hmm. Do you mean you?
We can be lying in bed, chatting with her, and then I'll hear a whoosh. And I'm thinking, she's just been...
Oh, my God.
Cracking one off there.
Oh, my God.
Having a chat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. I yeah. mean, you...
But not, but like, obviously, I'm not seeing anything.
No, obviously.
I'm getting like, she's got clothes on.
Obviously, I get that.
So she's just chatting away.
It's a tight shot.
But it's a tight shot.
I get that.
But we're getting through some business there while we're chatting.
That's multitasking.
Isn't it?
But what I was going to say is you've had
other... we're weird, really.
Yeah, you've had other relationships. Like, you've never had a sort of mother-in-law kind of sitting on the can FaceTiming you, surely. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, is it?
Okay, is that a Russian thing? I mean, if anyone else...
Well, so nudity Russian over family. There is not as big a deal as what it is here. Like, we're British and Australian, so we're very, like, not nude,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Most families aren't nude, but in Russia and Germany, nudity is, like, just whatever. Be nude, guys.
When you're at the beach with Eastern Europeans, I mean, yeah, they're
just what's your problem?
Totally, they're out and about.
Yeah,
old lady boobs.
What's the issue here?
Yeah, no drums.
Yeah,
Jesus.
So maybe that's where it comes from.
That's
and then
amazing.
I've just really taken advantage, and I'm now just
good on you,
picking my nose and doing poo and everything.
I was gonna say Megan Trainor. I think it's Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor.
They had. She's got. This will come. Just stick with me. Two toilets in their bathroom, so she and her husband can go together.
At the same time.
Yeah, yeah, there's a photo of it. Yeah, yeah. I think they're almost kind of facing each other. It's this special built-in unit where they've got kind of an armrest in between them sort of thing. So I guess you can just put your elbow up, just sit your chin on your hand and go, so I don't know, what do you reckon? Sizzler. Yeah, no, apparently they're all shut. No. You're joking. No, that's what I've read.
Well, we're in a one better at the moment. So I'll be in the shower and then Yulia will just knock on the door and go, okay, I need you to get out. I need you to get out. Get out of the shower.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
I've got to go to the toilet.
You're busting.
And then I'll just go, whatever, right? And so she'll go, no, I'm not doing that. And then she'll go, I've got to go. I said, I'm loving the shower, so just go. So she'll go, walk in.
Jesus.
And then I've got to, like, probably shouldn't be saying this on the podcast, but sometimes it'll be like, fucking, what is happening?
As my father would say, something's crawled up you and died.
And then she's like, I told you to get out. This is our life scenario in a one bedroom. We're having this argument.
I was going to say, when you've mentioned a couple of times, oh, it's tight, mate. We're in a one bedder. It's tight.
Yeah.
This is what you're, yeah.
We're fighting about
the
every now and then.
Stuff
yeah.
talking about.
You never had those scenarios.
No.
I don't know what it is about having a shower running and a poo in the room. But it's almost...
It steams it,
what
the smell.
Is
yeah, it doesn't... It's not...
It's like a chemical...
It is a chemical reaction
right.
to the smell.
It
I agree.
Really...
Steams it. Yeah.
And it gets into your nose.
It. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I know what you mean. Because we're in a hotel room now. It reminds me of when my husband and I would stay in a hotel room. We had a kind of an unwritten agreement that we would give each other... bathroom privacy in this small hotel room.
Yeah.
We would just leave the room, the whole room. Like,
oh, the whole room?
Yeah, as in one
Hang
of
on,
us...
you and I don't even do that.
No.
We're just going for it.
But for the big, big bathroom trip, like not for every wee, but what I'm saying is in the morning, when you've got your big bathroom trip, your big ablutions trip, we would go, okay, I'm just going to pop downstairs and grab a coffee. And that was sort of the code for... You go, you have your 20 minutes in the bathroom, get it all done, and then I'll come back and then you'll go down and grab a coffee.
Yeah.
And you'll go down to the breakfast.
I guess that's how you could manage the 22 years without it happening,
yeah.
but bloody hell,
that's
still
stuff.
A lot of...
Yeah.
Like, that's still a lot of you having to get out of the shower. That's you going down to get the coffee. Yeah. You like,
that's how we do.
And that's effort still, isn't it?
Traveled the world, mate. That's how we did it.
Traveled the world.
Traveled the
without
world.
Without seeing each other do.
That's how we did it.
Number two.
Luckily, never had a Bali belly situation. I had a friend who had that classic on their honeymoon, Bali belly.
Ooh, on the honeymoon.
On the honeymoon.
That's not what
no,
you want.
Literally, we just got, it's most supposed to be the most romantic you know, 2 weeks of our lives and just
plip, plop, plop.
Shitting our guts out in a room in Thailand, actually. It was in Thailand, yeah.
Bali belly in Thailand.
I know. It can happen, guys.
Why do those both of those countries have a similar thing?
Well, the one time I've been
is
to
it
Thailand
the sewage system?
Yeah, the one time I've been to Phuket, there was definitely a stretch of the road when I'd be walking down where I'd go, well, that's sewage. So I don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to, but that little stream there
is poo.
Is definitely sewage. Something to do with that.
How did you file that one?
Be careful. I didn't even know how to file this. I mean,
why? Isn't this
she's like, I'm going to say be careful because she says no, because she says she doesn't even know she's doing it. So that says to me, what if you, for some reason, I'm going to say, what if you're at mass? I don't know why that popped into my head, but what if you're somewhere inappropriate and you realize, oh my God, I just picked my nose
boogie.
And ate it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I was doing it in front of these good people. That's my concern, is that you accidentally just do it somewhere really inappropriate.
Mm.
I'm always scared of getting dementia and starting to do really weird shit like that. Like, I just don't want to be that lady in the corner who's just picking her nose suddenly and people going, I don't know why she's doing that. She didn't do that before. I don't know. She just started picking her nose and eating it. It's weird.
Yeah. All
you
right.
Know, some people become delightful when they get dementia.
Yeah.
Nah, she's become really gross. Oof.
This is our next secret.
I've been seeing this guy for a little while, but we haven't had sex yet. And it's because I feel like I've got an ick that he's not going to be into. Like, we've done almost everything, but full pedo. And that's because I don't want to get fully nude in front of him.
Yeah.
And my secret is I actually have a third nipple.
Who cares?
Guys love that. I reckon he'll love it.
Yeah, that's not even an issue.
Well, it depends where
it's like
it
a birthmark, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it depends where it is. If it's on your chin, it's probably a problem, but if it is, he'll know about it already. But I think guys love that stuff. Don't they?
No, we don't love that stuff.
I think you do.
What do you mean?
In a funny way.
What do you mean? Like, oh, yeah, but it's not like it's going to be an issue.
No, I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think we love it, though.
Ick, don't you?
There's no one loving.
A third nipple?
I don't think so. I feel like it's still a little bit like, ooh, it's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, I think guys would think, what do you think, Matthew? I think guys would be like, oh, does it work like a normal nipple? I think they'd want to have a...
yeah, have a chat it out. Yeah.
I think they'd be curious about it. They'd be like, let me flick it. Let's just see what
flick
goes.
It?
I just what see... are you... Isn't that the way guys think?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh, let me flick your nipple? Sorry, you've got two of them, right?
Nah.
How many guys, when you're dating, are flicking your nipples?
Oh, some.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Then they're getting weirder.
Is that a thing?
The younger ones, yeah.
Do you mind? Like, can we go out tonight and can I flick your nipples? Is that part of the...
can we go out and can I flick your nipples? But the younger ones have got a whole different repertoire. But anyway...
Flicking nipples? Like, are you talking like...
No, not hard. Yeah, it can happen. Anyway, but that's not my point.
Is that painful?
Sometimes. Not. No. No, no. That's, I'm not talking... That's a whole different genre. But what I'm saying is...
Oh, this is like a...
Yeah, but third nipples aren't like normal nipples. As
what
far as
they?
I know, the ones that I've seen, like, I think Mark Wahlberg has a third nipple that I've
Let's
seen.
Let's Google that. Let's Google Mark Wahlberg's third
yeah,
nipple.
Yeah, and they're hardier, I'm going to say.
Ah.
They're like... I think I've only ever seen men's third nipples.
Mark's got
Marky
one.
Marky Mark's got one. They seem tougher.
I've got big areolas for a guy.
Have you?
Yeah. Like, can you see?
Now I need to see them.
Do you want to see them?
Yeah.
Oh,
get them out. Get your tits out.
See, that's a big nipple.
That's normal.
That's fine.
Is that like, I'll make it hard here. Look at that.
See, you're flicking it. That's what I meant by flicking.
Right. So it's more just rubbing.
Yeah, that's what I meant by flicking it.
Yeah, there you go. See, now it's all hard and pointy at you. Like, I'm excited.
What the fuck?
How you going, Matthew?
Good. Check this out. These are the
show
famous...
us yours.
No. These are the famous people with third nipples.
Okay. Yep. He's
Mark?
Just doing his role. Yeah.
Yep. Tilda Swinton.
There you go.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. There you go.
Harry Styles has got a third nipple.
Lily Allen.
Oh.
Lily Allen. I think she sings about that, doesn't she?
She would. Fuck you very much. I've got a third nipple. But she would for sure.
So show us Harry Styles' third nipple. That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, Oh, mate, don't apologise.
It's a full experience there.
It was a classic example. That was a Daniel. You and I being in one world and then just realising, oh, hang on, Matthew's here. Hang on. This kid's...
This is what we get up to when you go home, Matt.
Back is...
It's just Michelle and I sitting here.
It's also a classic from our generation of radio. Like, this is like, well, this is completely normal to us, but hang on a minute.
Bags is a lot worse with me when the mics aren't on and you're...
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, mate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, I'm so sorry about this, Matthew.
We are cooked.
Matthew prefers the true crime. I swear to God. He finds it less offensive.
He's made it very clear.
He finds it less confronting.
He doesn't even put this on his resume. He tells everyone I'm the executive producer of Australian True Crime.
Yeah.
Don't do anything else.
Don't Google me. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I don't do anything else.
No. Not a part of anything.
No.
Have you had a look at Harry's nipples?
Yeah, if you want to come see him over here.
That's your job.
Why is he covering them up?
No, he's covering his normal ones. These ones.
There you go.
He's got four.
Yeah. He's got four.
That's what they say.
Holy hell. That's what they say. He's like a staffy.
Yeah. A pregnant staffy.
Yeah.
There we go. If Harry's got nipples, extra nipples what's
are great.
The drama?
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier.
That's the message to our listener.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. And when it comes to nipples, the more the merrier. Mm. I mean, take your lead from Harry Styles. We've found a photo here. This is Matthew's job, to find photos of people's nipples. And he's just bloody He's played a blinder here.
My work Google history would just be fucked. Because it's this and it's Australian
true crime.
Yeah. Oh, so now you're owning that you're a part of this. That's good. How do you file that secret?
Perfectly understandable. I love it.
Yeah.
I should put it in I love it, actually. I'm going to put it in I love it. Mm. I love you. I love your nipple. Mm. Everyone's going to love your nipple.
Yeah. Get it out there.
Get it out there.
All right. This is the next secret.
Free the nipple.
My secret is I had some fairly unsavory neighbours that had far too many children. The children were continually tormenting, although they thought playing with, a beautiful little white kitten.
Oh, no.
I did try to speak to the family about best ways to look after a cat, but they just weren't interested. Fast forward, the family decided that they were returning home overseas and they asked if I could look after their cat. Big mistake. Of course, I agreed to look after the cat, but when they were away, the cat secretly got out. Uh-huh. It secretly ended up at my cat-loving friend's house.
Yes.
And has lived there ever since.
Yes.
And is worshipped as all cats should be.
I mean, sometimes you got to steal pets. I had a beautiful dog. My dog before Jacko was Bobby. My God, such a beautiful little hero. And he was stolen and given to me by somebody who knew I wanted a dog, and I moved into a house with a yard so I could get a dog and all of that. You know, I set my life up to get a dog.
Right.
And I had a friend who had done some jail time. And so this was the kind of person, but he was just the most beautiful guy.
Mm.
And he took Adrian and I under his wing. He was like, just took care of us, you know. Anyway, one day I was actually asleep because I was working late nights. I woke up and I walked out into the kitchen and Adrian said to me, there's somebody here to see you. And he pointed down on the ground and this little white shy dog came walking around the corner.
Aww.
And he was really overgrown. His hair was too long. His hair was in his little eyes. And I cried. I was like one of those kids you see on videos when they get a puppy.
Yeah.
I fell on the ground. I cried and I was hugging this dog. We were hugging and kissing each other, this dog. Anyway, this guy said, oh, yeah, he was my brother-in-law's. And anyway, he just said, do you know anyone who wants a dog? And I said, yeah, I do. So anyway, he's yours now.
Wow.
So, anyway, after a while, he confessed to Adrian that he was actually a neighbor's dog and he was tied to the clothesline all the time. And I thought, fuck that, you know. Fuck that, this little dog just needs a better home. So what I done was I just jumped over there one day and I just got him.
I love that there's this guy who's hard.
Yeah.
Who cares so much.
I know.
To go to that effort.
Yeah.
to get that dog out of that shitty situation and into Bobby. The right hands.
Yep.
Like, I love that.
And our little Bobby, we got him straight to the vet just for a checkup. He wasn't microchipped or anything. He wasn't de-sexed, so we did all that. The vet thought he was maybe about 18 months old. Got him groomed. It took a while to get his trust. He couldn't jump up on the couch. In fact, I've got a chipped tooth. My front tooth is a little bit chipped.
Mm.
Because I was sitting on the couch one day with a coffee cup and I just went to have a sip, and that was the first day Bobby ever tried to jump on my lap. But he picked the wrong moment. Just as I was putting the coffee cup to my mouth, he jumped on my lap and smashed the mug into my face. But I didn't care. I was like, Bobby, good for you. You jumped up. You jumped up on the couch, baby.
You chipped your bloody teeth. Yeah. You've got a massive dental bill now.
No, I never went. It's just a tiny chip. Who cares? Yeah. But so he was learning to jump up on the couch and trust us and all that kind of stuff. So I could see that what this guy was saying was obviously true, that he was really not socialised and all of that. Yeah, that was our little baby, Bobby.
Where's Bob?
Oh, Bobby died at 14 in Brisbane, when we were still in Brisbane.
Oh, right. So this is ages ago.
Yeah. Well, he got to see Louis and Dali. So when Louis and Dali were born, he sat next to those babies every minute of the day. So he lived until they were about one.
The protector.
Yeah, my baby Bob.
All right. Well, how do you file that secret?
Perfectly understandable, and I love it. I'm making a duplicate. I love it. Thank you. God bless you for taking care of that beautiful little baby cat.
All right, well, that is it for today's episode. If you've got a secret that you want to share, go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. We would love it if you could give us a hit on that subscribe button or on the follow button, whatever app you're listening to us on. That helps us move up the charts on both Apple and Spotify. And if you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the bio for you as well. We will see you next Thursday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.